To be honest, I didn't want to serve in Puerto Rico. I just wanted to leave the island and never come again. I prefer to work here in Hispanic ministries that are growing. Even in the Dominican Republic, I prefer to work, but not in Puerto Rico. But after the storm we had, the Lord opened a lot of doors for us to serve in Puerto Rico. We received food from the state and other places. My wife and I, we divided in little packets and went to the mountains, and we start to knock the doors to spread food, and then they opened the door on their hearts to hear the gospel. We saw a lot of people coming to the Lord, and they allow us to share the gospel in their own houses. And it was the beauty of what happened after the storm. Even the wealthy people with money, they couldn't use their credit cards or plastic because all the ATM were destroyed, no electricity. And people making a line for a gallon of water asking for prayers. And then I say, you need a Category 5 hurricane to be more tender your heart to the Word of God. And I say, Lord, then bring more hurricanes then. If what people need to tender their hearts, well, do what you need to do. And if you are praying for revival in your area or your heart, you don't need a Category 5 hurricane. What you need is to rededicate your life to the Lord and obey His word. But believe me, you don't need a hurricane in your life or a devastation to start a revival. Revival starts today with obedience to our Father in heaven. You don't need an evangelist or a special speaker. What you need is rededicate your life to the Lord. Commit to obey His word. All you need to have the revival in your heart. After the service, if you have a question, please feel free to ask anything to me, and I will do my best in English to answer. Please, my brethren, go with me to the book of Acts in our Bibles. Book of Acts. Please excuse me if I don't conjugate well the verb, or I don't pronunciate well. I want to try to do my best in English. Every time I preach, I pray and I do my notes in Spanish. And then little by little try to translate to English. And I found that Google Translator is not to trust completely. So yeah, don't do that. Definitely take time and get your good dictionary and little by little translate, but don't trust those guys. Please, if you can stand up just for the reverence of the Lord. If you can't stand up, you remain seated, please. But if you can, I invite you to come with me to a book of Acts chapter 15 verse 36. Chapter 15 verse 36, the beautiful word of the Lord says, "And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do." Now come with me to the verse 40. It says, "And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have nothing to tell to my brethren this beautiful morning, but be you talking to our hearts. We ask you in the name of the Almighty Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. You may be seated, my brethren. The title of this message is A Biblical Truth About a Confirmed Church. A Biblical Truth About a Confirmed Church. Paul was sent by the church in Jerusalem to bring this important doctrine to the church, according to Acts chapter 15, verse 19. "Trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, to be saved did not have to be circumcised, because the salvation is not of work, and that they abstain from the pollution of idols, and from fornication, and from the things strangled, and from blood." Then Paul wanted to go back to the churches to see how they are doing, and in doctrine and behavior. And for his surprise, he realized how necessary those trips were, because what he found there produced a lot of doctrinal teaching from God for his church. Verse 41 says, and he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. The first biblical truth this morning, my brethren, is that the church needs to be confirmed also today. Amen. Praise the Lord for your church here, Open Door Baptist Church. It's a confirmed church in front of the Lord. But if you open your eyes and you see around, none of our churches around are confirmed churches in front of the Lord, because they don't have this sound doctrine. And a lot of churches don't preach the word of God. That's so important that today more than ever we need to stand for Jesus Christ and support our local church. Let me remind you, my brethren, your first mission field is not Puerto Rico. I will be glad that some of you raise your hand and say, Lord, I want to go with Javier Pizarro to Puerto Rico to the mission field. But you know what, my brethren? Your first mission field is your local church here. You're a lighthouse in the middle of the darkness. And today, more than ever, you need to stand for Jesus Christ in our own country. A lot of things happening around, and the church need to be more obedient to the word of God more than ever. More than ever. My brethren, and your first mission field is your local church. Support your pastor, support your local church. Share the faith with the lost souls around. Share the gospel with the neighbors around. Oh, my brethren, start in Jerusalem, then Judea, then Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the world. I praise the Lord that you are doing that. And that's why we want to replicate this church in Puerto Rico. We need at least 70 churches like you in the island. We lost around 3,000, but most of those churches were not a sound doctrine of Bible preaching churches. So we need more than ever to take the advantage of what is happening now to plant a sound doctrine church, a fundamental independent Baptist churches in Puerto Rico. It's a great time for doing that in Puerto Rico, because I told to my wife, I don't know if it's, maybe we don't gonna finish deputation, because look like Jesus is coming very soon, because that thing couldn't be worse. But if doesn't, and if Jesus tarry more, we need to be found obedient to the Great Commission more than ever, my brethren. Well, the definition of confirm come from the Greek episterizo, which is meant to ratify, to ensure, to establish, that pass the test, which is guarantee, which ensures that it's completely reliable. That's the kind of churches we need to plant in Puerto Rico, reliable churches that share the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what we need in Puerto Rico. People say that we need more funds from FEMA, we need more help from the Power Electric or whatever. What we need to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what Puerto Rico needs today, is to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. How to repent and how to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. That's what Puerto Rico needs today, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Please pray for the brethren in Puerto Rico who rededicate their soul, their heart, and their life to share the gospel with the lost souls. Let's see the best example of a confirmed church in front of God. Come with me to Revelation chapter 3 in our Bibles. Revelation chapter 3 in our Bibles. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things said and holy, that is true, that have the key of David, that open it and no man shut it and no man open it. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. Praise the Lord for the name of the church. Open door. That's, it should, in Spanish, should be Puerta Abierta. Iglesia Bautista Puerta Abierta. You give me the name of maybe the first church we plant in Puerto Rico. Iglesia Bautista Puerta Abierta. I love it. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, I have kept my word, and hast not denied my name. It's so sad that today the medias, they ban the name of Jesus Christ. I have seen life when they, when someone say the name of Jesus Christ, they, oh, we lose contact. I don't know if you have seen. I've seen in TV. The name of Jesus Christ, for example, when the politics invite someone to pray live, they say the name of God, but you don't hear. I'm 41 years old. I don't remember a politic or someone invited to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't remember. Maybe you remember. Maybe you have more years than me. But in my times, in Puerto Rico, I don't remember a person in a politic gather praying in the name of the Almighty Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's why we need to stand for Jesus more than ever. Verse 10 here says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also we keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. It's beautiful because you keep the word of God, you keep his name, the name of Jesus Christ, you will escape from the great tribulation. Praise the Lord. People today outside, they even don't mention the great tribulation. Even so-called churches, they don't teach that things will be worse and worse. And the only escape is to Jesus. It's in the cloud. They are trying to look for escape to the sides, but nobody gonna escape. Only to Jesus Christ. I heard the brother this morning. He wanted to go to the Noah's Ark. 2 weeks ago, we were there, very relaxed. Nobody asked me, was very relaxed. And we had a great time. Do you know what's the saddest part of our time in the Noah's Ark? My wife told me, Javier, you know what is saddest? I said, you know what? You see all that space inside of the ark? You see all the animals already in their places? Mm-hmm. A lot of people just rejected the salvation, and they just didn't want to hear what Noah was preaching, and they just died. And today happened the same. God has the biggest plan. He wants to save a lot of people, and today is not prepared only an ark. It's a city that he wants to fill with souls surrendered to Jesus. But let me remind you, my brethren, we need to work hard to fill the city for our Lord. We need to work hard because time is running faster than ever. We don't know how more time we have left, but certainly it's less than yesterday. We need to rededicate now more than ever to share our faith. Start with your loved ones. Take a piece of paper, take a pen, and start to do your list of people you know they don't know the Lord. Start with your loved ones. And if they live far from you, get your phone and tell them how to repent and receive Jesus. More than ever, you need to do that. Because we don't know when the sound of the trumpet will come. It will be beautiful to happen tonight. But there are a lot of people who need to hear how to repent and receive Jesus. And a lot of people we love are going to be left behind if we don't pick our phone or visit them and tell them how to repent and receive Jesus. A lot of people, we need to full the city of the Lord. No, now it's not only an ark, it's a beautiful city, but you and I, we need to work hard, and we don't know how more time we have left. Let's see the contrast of the words of a church before the Lord, a church not confirmed in front of God. Come with me to Revelation chapter 3, Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things say the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy words, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. Wow. It isn't familiar today when you turn on the TV? Little big churches, but they don't tell the word of repentance. They don't say the word of sin, neither with the 50-foot stick. They don't touch that word. It's so sad because people are ending their life in hell. More than ever, my brethren, we need to dedicate our life to share our faith with the lost souls. No matter the consequences. Praise the Lord. I saw the testimony of sister this morning, the pastor, that the church was shut down. It's so sad, but it's happening in our time. And we are enjoying a freedom, but we don't know how long. We need to be more active, more dedicated to share our faith with the lost souls, because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But we know what we need to do today. Amen. We need to rededicate our life, pray for boldness, and share our faith with the lost souls. We can do it. And we can do it better than yesterday. Still, we are here. We haven't been raptured yet. The trumpet hasn't sounded yet. It means that God is giving us more time to share our faith with the lost souls. Amen? We can do more. We can do it. Praise the Lord for what we have done, you and I have done, but we certainly, God expects from us to do more. Why? Because we are still here. We haven't been raptured, right? So there are a lot of things we can do yet. We can spread tracts. We can call people that are not safe. We can help our local church in witnessing around our friends and people, no matter the COVID. Because the Bible doesn't say you can't share your testimony or your faith because of pandemic, right? You're not going to find this in the Bible. But you read the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 25, says, shall not forsaken to assembling as a matter of some is. When he said that the church was in the physical persecution, they were put people in jail. And the author says, not forsaken to assembly. He didn't say, oh, let's get high. No. Continue serving the Lord. Continue obeying the word of the Lord, no matter the consequences. Amen? Oh, my brethren, more than ever, we need to be found obedient to our Father in heaven, no matter the consequences. Because the devil outside is doing a very aggressive job, even against our children. When you turn on the TV, when you read a book, when you open anything, is full of philosophies against the Christianity, against the local church. That's why we need to rededicate our life more than ever. Praise the Lord for this confirmed church in front of the Lord. The verse 14, Revelation chapter 3, verse 14, it says, unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, that these things say the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Well, this passage begins by describing the source, who is speaking, his origin, his position, and the supremacy of who gives the message, truth-worthy and undefeated, Jesus Christ. Amen? Our undefeated King, Jesus Christ, is the one who is talking here. Is Jesus the Almighty who is speaking here? Neither Paul, nor Peter, nor Barnabas. It's Jesus Christ. And it's beautiful, the book of Revelation, because it's not only inspired, it's directly dictated by our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's to the local church, verse 15. I know thy words, that thou art neither cold nor hot, and would thou were cold or hot. Well, thou art neither cold nor hot. Well, Paul mentioned the same problem in the Corinthian church and reprimands them to leave the state of the state of lukewarmness and indifference before the sin, even the sin in the church. The word fornication comes from the Greek pornea. We're not going to read the passage, chapter 5, verse 1 and 6, but it's calling the Greek pornea, but it's talking about illegitimate sexual relationship relationship, such as adultery, sexual activity outside marriage, and that kind of obscene material. Hence the word pornography, the words we know, pornography. And a confirmed church is built from confirmed Christian. A confirmed Christian doesn't commit the porneia, right? Amen. As pastor said in the Sunday school class, the sanctification, right? Sanctification. We need to rededicate our life and live in sanctification in order to be used by our Father in heaven. More than ever, Christians need to fight against the sin. The devil wants the Christian to be dirty in sin. No. The Lord save us for his glory. We can't expect that the sinner outside fear God if we, the children of God, doesn't show fear of our own Father in heaven. Amen. It's so important today, more than ever, my brethren, we live our life in obedience to our Father in heaven in order to be a good example for the lost souls outside. They need to see Jesus Christ in our own life. More than ever, we need to repent, receive Jesus, and then after we got saved, standing for Jesus Christ. He's coming more than ever. We need to be salt of the earth and light of the world. You need to quit things. You need to fight things. Do it for he who died for you on the cross. Oh, more than ever, we need to be found obedient to our Father in heaven. My brethren, Revelation chapter 3 verse 17, Revelation chapter 3 verse 17 says, because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. And now let's see the contrast with the confirmed church in front of the Lord in the verse 8. Beautiful word. It says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Praise the Lord. He said, because you are a little strength, but you keep my word, and hast not denied my name. A confirmed church before God, perhaps it will not be popular, and those who do not like to keep the doctrine of Christ will live where the ears are not get bothered. That's why confirmed churches, you're not going to see big crowds, because a lot of people prefer to be in the place where their ears are not get bothered. But when you face the Word of God, something need to happen. The Word of God need to talk to your heart, that need to change, because we are sinners and we need to fight against our own flesh, right? Because we have, please, could you raise your hand if you're a perfect Christian? Right, I hope don't see neither a single hand, because we need, when you're ready to depart. I don't want you to die, but we'll be beautiful. But the word of the Lord teach me that sanctification is day by day in my life, and I need to fight against even my own flesh. Oh, this is the real Christian life. It's a life of fights, because we haven't been promoted yet. When you're ready, you will be promoted to heaven, no matter if it's COVID or heart attack or car wreck. No matter what happened, or you just eat a piece of chicken and stuck here. No matter how your body gonna end working, your soul is safe in the hand of Jesus. Amen. 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 Definitely. They were neither cold nor hot. They were nauseatingly lukewarm. The Lord will have to prefer them to be extreme in their indifference, or the other hand, being zealous for the Lord. Because for God there are no middle points. A confirmed church before God has not called members for Christ. A cold congregation cannot deceive the one who is seeking the Lord. That's why he say, I wish you could identify yourself openly. There's two school of thoughts here. Come with me to Matthew chapter 1, chapter 5, verse 37. Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. A hot Christian doesn't mean that you're jumping or speaking in tongues like they teach in Puerto Rico. If you're speaking in tongues, you are not hot Christian. They are completely wrong. Come with me to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. Matthew chapter 5, verse 37 in your Bibles. Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than that, than this cometh of evil. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, right? There was a man in Puerto Rico that his name was Jose Luis de Jesus Miranda. He said that he was Jesus Christ in flesh. And he said that when he died, he will resurrect at the third day. Sorry. At one point, he asked his people to tattoo 666 in her arm. Even the kids were tattooed with 3-6. What is 3-6? It's the mark of the beast, right? Everyone, even the unbelievers, know what is 666. But at the certain point, he just, at the beginning, he was deceiving people because he said he was Jesus, but then he just got completely open. Hey, if you're going to be with me, you're going to be 666. He's not deceiving anyone anymore. He just openly, hey, 666, if you're going to be here. You know what happened? He died. What happened on the third day? Huh?
Still dead.
A lot of flies around and very stinky. Was a mess when he died.
Yes.
They couldn't resist the stink and the flies. And now he's in hell. That's the place where he is. He is in hell. But when I look at the Lord's teaching, hey, I prefer you identify who are you to don't deceive people. There are different, I am not a scholar, I don't pretend to be. I like to read and learn more. But today, there are a lot of churches in Puerto Rico, they say they are Christian, but when what they teach and they believe is far, far from the Bible. And they are deceiving people. It's so sad. The Lord preferred them to be open, so they don't deceive he who is looking for him really. And definitely we know if he's really looking for the Lord, we'll find the Lord. But in the meantime, terrible things happen to the people when they are deceived. There is a, I like to, who loves coffee here? Who likes coffee? Oh, you're wrong. In Puerto Rico, coffee is a big thing, big business. We have a good coffee in the mountains. And the higher the mountain, the better the coffee. And the Dominican Republic, and let me tell you a secret, I love more the Dominican coffee than Puerto Rico. Not because my father-in-law is here this morning. But it's less acid. But Puerto Rico is apparently one of the premium coffee in the world. And the Dominican Republic, as Puerto Rican, I tell you, is less acid. Good, better. But guess what you call me, Javier. I am in San Juan. I want you to take me to the old San Juan and take a good coffee. And I take you there. And there is a coffee shop, a hot coffee here, shop. And there is a picture of a cup of coffee with steam around, steam is hot. And this, okay, I'm gonna buy you this one because that one is hot. Okay, and then I buy you the coffee and give you the coffee. Oh, Javier, this is lukewarm, I like hot. What happened in that transaction? You and I, we got deceived. He says he sells hot coffee, but what he delivered is hot. Lukewarm coffee. That is exactly what is happening in a lot of churches today, that they delivering lukewarm gospel. They are not preaching the word of God. They are not serving the hot coffee and deceiving people. That's what is exactly what is happening in my island. I'm sure it's happening here in mainland too. The kind of churches we need to plant in Puerto Rico, churches like you that preaches the word of God, period. We don't need a new revelations or the angel told me last night, definitely if you eat very hot tacos, you will have dreams. And tomorrow you will have a lot of things to tell if you eat last night tacos. This is what is exactly happening in Puerto Rico. So sad. Let's go a little faster to go finishing. Revelation chapter 3, verse 16. Revelation chapter 3, verse 16. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spit thee out of my mouth. The churches are all characterized by pride, ignorance, self-sufficiency, and complacency. That's what's happening. That's why Apostle says in Corinthians chapter 5 verse 6, your glorying is not good, because they were glorying in their own. When you read the book of Corinthians, and let's go with verse 17 to go finishing of Revelation chapter 3 verse 16. Sorry if I took a little more time. I'm trying to cut to finish. Come with me to Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with good, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes self that thou mayest see. And verse 19, as many I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore, and repent. There are people that haven't been repent. That's exactly, we as a believer, we need to tell to our beloved ones, they need to repent. They need to repent and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. When you attend certain churches in Puerto Rico, you will never hear about repentance. How could they be saved if they don't repent? How could the transformation happen in their own life if they don't repent? You will never see transformation in those lives because they are being in the places that they don't teach repentance. Jesus did the whole work in the cross. He paid for all our sins. The job is done. How couldn't people grab the salvation? We need to teach them to repent and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, my brethren. But also, he called us to be zealous of his work and distinguish us by our Christian character. We, more than ever, as Christians, we need to show the repentance in our life, the transformation we already have, in other people who see that Jesus is real because he saved me and he transformed me. We need to show the salvation we have. Salvation is something that is the salvation can be seen. Salvation is not something that you can see. It's very seen. You can see the salvation. You can measure the salvation through the transformation you have had in your life. We need to show what happened to us. We need to tell people what happened when we were without Jesus and now what happened with me after Jesus saved me. We need to show people what God did in our own life. But if you haven't had a transformation, what can you share? But if you really repent and you really receive Jesus, oh, you have a lot of things to do. You have a lot to tell to the lost souls. Let's close our eyes and pray. Heavenly Father, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I am your unuseful servant. I am nothing, but I want to serve you. I want to be used by you and share my faith with the lost souls. I ask you for my brethren to pray have the fullness of the Holy Spirit and share their faith with the lost souls more than ever. This morning, you say, Javier, if I die today, I am not 100% sure that my soul will go to heaven, but I want to repent right now, and I want to receive Jesus as the owner of my soul. Could you raise your hand to pray for you if you want to receive Jesus right now? You say, Jesus, I want to repent, and I want to give you my soul, and I belong to you and nobody else. If this is your decision this morning, could you raise your hand just to pray for you? You don't need to come forward. Just where you are, say, Lord, I want to repent. I want to belong to you and nobody else. You died for me on the cross. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Praise the Lord. This message is for saved people, for children of the Lord. If you're children of the Lord, say, Javier, pray for me that the Lord use me more to share my faith with the lost souls. Could you raise your hand? God bless you. God bless you. Lord, you see also my hand. I want to be used by you. You see, brethren, not only you see the hand, you see the heart, which is the most important. Use us for your glory, because you don't deserve less. You deserve all our strength to advance your kingdom now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you, my brethren.